here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. Well, you know who I am.
Yes, but you still have to tell them.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I'd let the announcer.
Every week you have to, because maybe we have guest hosts in or something.
Oh.
Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's somebody
else. Maybe I could be Casey Kasem this week.
It's Casey Kasem filling in for Snarf Dude. And we're counting down all kinds of great songs. Oh, they're cheesy. I better give it back to Snarf Dude right now. I don't want to play this crap.
Exactly.
Hey, Casey, what are you doing, man? What are you trying to do here?
Talking from beyond the grave. That's what he's doing. He's talking from beyond the grave.
See, that's the thing I'm into, Daffodil. I got into
You're
this
into
little book.
You're into talking to people who are dead?
Well, yes. I'm channeling people who are passed on. I read this book. I found it at the thrift store, and I'm just getting into this. It's just one of those things, right?
Again, not a Halloween show.
Doesn't have to be a Halloween show. I'm just channeling.
You're doing Halloween things.
Oh, nah, I give up. We'll talk about it later. But the whole thing is that this week on the show, we've got kind of cheesy city songs. I can't believe this stuff was made.
You'd be surprised what's made.
I just like theme songs to promote your city. Most of them are in the U.S., which, you know, probably that's their trend. I don't know, but we're going to.
It's an American thing.
We're going to go to Milwaukee, Chicago, and Toledo a little later on. On top of that, we have why would you want to play that rather interesting song called "Ole Miss Chicken"?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said after I played it. But we're starting off the show with a couple instrumentals, as we usually do. We got Claude Dijon and his version of Sugar, Sugar, a little
the
later Archie on.
The Archie song, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But we're starting off with, I don't know if I can say this title.
It's a good thing that it's an instrumental and there are no words, because this title is kind of suggestive.
Yes. Dick Hyman and the Topless Dancers of Corfu. Right here on
Cheese Please.
It's YouTube is just a click away, with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
Please, with Claude DeGen and his take on the Archie Sugar Sugar. There's like, I'm just thinking a lot of sugar was in the playing. I can picture the whole lollipops on the walls of the recording studio.
It's a little
all
teeth
kinds
hurting.
Of, like, yeah, and all
where
kinds
the
of
teeth?
The sugar's poured all over the floor like sand, and everyone's playing and just picking up a bunch of sugar and throwing it in their mouths. And just, they're so hyper, they play like that.
Pixie sticks.
Yeah?
Pixie sticks.
Well, that's the other people. That's the session players in the background. They're on Pixie Sticks. And before that, we had Dick Hyman and Topless Dancers of Corfu. There's a black bar over the topless part if you're, you know.
There has to be.
Yes. If you prefer, put it
that
way.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe the Topless Dancers of Corfu are men.
Ah, there's an idea.
See, now it's PG friendly and everything else.
There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yeah, including us.
We are mostly warped.
Yes.
And very weird.
Yeah. I channel Casey Kasem every so often. He just comes back from the dead. Through me.
Yes.
I'm the medium.
But all right, medium.
What?
You are medium at large.
Yes.
And roaming to strange cities.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're going to kinda cheesy cities.
Well, the cities aren't necessarily cheesy. The songs about them are cheesy.
Yes, it's rather interesting. We're going to Chicago shortly. Milwaukee in distant, not too far away. But we're starting off and we're going to Toledo, Ohio, which apparently makes scales, as I always saw in the grocery store. You know, they have scales. It says Toledo on them. I always thought, you know.
Is that a place where they're made, or is that the name of the company that makes them?
I think it's the company that makes them, but I thought.
They may not be from Toledo.
Yeah, but anytime I think of Toledo, I think of the scale. I don't think of the city.
Okay, fine.
It's one of those things. But we're starting off with Postcard from Toledo. Can Our Music, right here on
It's a city tour with Cheese Please.
I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. I've tried to forget Toledo and you, my special friend, but the picture on the postcard spun me around, and it all came back again. I can see the downtown skyline standing clean and proud and tall. I can see the leaves turning red and gold in the old west end in the fall. I can smell the peanuts and cotton candy on a sunny day at the zoo, and the fresh mowed lawn at Sidecut Park the last time I was there with you. I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. I can hear the music of the symphony and the sound of our feet in the snow. I can hear the crowds at U of T cheering, "Go Rockets, go!" I taste a chili dog on the east side and my stomach starts to burn. I taste that beer at a Mud Hen's doubleheader. Toledo, I've got to return. Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. My best friends and favorite places, how could I leave them all behind? The reflections of my Toledo echo in my mind. Toledo, Toledo, you've always been home to me. I can see you and smell you and hear you and taste you. You're right where I ought to be. I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. I've made up my mind and now I'm driving back. The sign says only 5 more miles. The feeling is there, it's in the air. I can almost see your smile. I pull your postcard out and read it once more as your house comes into view. It says, "Come on home, Toledo is fine, and all that's missing is you, you." I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know, and all those hidden memories began to flow. I got a postcard from Toledo from someone I used to know.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
Chicago.
That great big friendly town. Oh, Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
Chicago.
It's got that wide awake, exciting sound. They're on the move, in the groove, in Chicago.
Chicago.
There's a welcome mat at every door, where the folks always greet you with the howdy do. They're so glad to meet you in, I'm telling you. They're on the go, 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 go in Chicago. That great
Bronx, Grant Park, to name a few, where the Cubs, Sox, and Bears play ball, that windy city has got it all. Michigan Boulevard, the outer drive, a town that's moving, Chicago is alive!
They're on the move, in the groove, in Chicago.
Chicago.
There's a welcome mat at every door, where the folks always greet you with a they're so glad to meet you in, I'm telling you, they're on the go, 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 go in Chicago, that great big friendly town, wonderful town out in the great Midwest, on the shores of Lake Michigan, where living is best, they're on the go, go, go in Chicago.
With the great big friendly Chicago, and they certainly seem to be that way. Dora Hall, and before that we had Can Our Music and Postcard from Toledo, and it's sort of tied into the scale, as Daffodil told me off air.
Yes, actually, the Toledo Scale Company.
Yes.
Was started by a guy named Alan DeVibulus Jr.
Okay.
Who lived in Toledo, Ohio.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
And he actually didn't start it by calling it that.
Oh.
He didn't want to have a company.
Oh.
So he sold the idea to a guy named Henry Theobald in 1900.
Okay.
He named it the Toledo Computing Scale and Cash Register Company.
There we go. Okay. Where are they based these days?
Switzerland.
Oh.
A company named Mettler Instruments purchased...
Oh.
The Toledo Scale.
Well, there's some origins in my thoughts that I always figured
out. You were not
out.
That far off. I will grant you that.
Let's go to Milwaukee now with Jerry Lee Lewis and what made Milwaukee famous.
It has to be the beer.
On?
Cheese, please.
It's late and she's waiting. And I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live swinging door. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Please, stretching it a little bit, more focusing on the country, you know. You want to play the record back, you get your dog back, you get your wife back, the whole thing there.
And now that we have self-driving trucks, your truck comes home.
Ah, especially truck loaded with beer. There we go. And Jerry Lee Lewis, what made Milwaukee famous, ending off our kind of cheesy city-related... I'm stretching on that last
set
one.
Set of songs.
Yes, there we go. My name is Starstone.
And I'm Daffodil.
And time to ask the age-old question that we usually do every so often on the show.
Now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Because you know decades ago someone came up with that age-old question.
Well, it is a good question.
Yes.
And today we're asking, why would you want to play this?
I don't know. I just want to play it.
You picked this one out of a hat. I know you have little slips of paper that you have all these cheesy songs written on every week, and you put them in a hat, and you pull one out and say, oh, we're going to play this one this week.
Yeah.
Because there are so many great cheesy songs, we could never play them all.
Because I can't really come up with any other excuse to play this song other than that.
It doesn't fit anywhere else.
No.
It really doesn't. But it deserves to be played on Cheese Please.
This guy's an old country guy from the 40s and 50s by the name of Stuart Hamblin, who... had a little bit of fame in the 60s as the composer of the Pebbles and Bam Bam song, Open Up Your Heart and Let the Sunshine In.
Oh.
Yes. Well.
This is not what we're playing.
No, this is not what we're playing. We're playing something a little more weird called Old Miss Chicken.
Old or oh?
What?
Well, on the list I've got, it says oh.
Well, that could be. Could be some typos. This is playing. We'll figure it out
that way.
We'll figure
it out at the other end. Tune in to find out what happens next.
On
Cheese Please.
Oh, Miss Chicken, sing me a song. Sing me a pretty little song. Tell me, Miss Chicken, where you hid those eggs. I've been searching so long. I saw you go strolling down in the fields. I heard you singing your song. Tell me, Miss Chicken, where you hid those eggs. I've been searching so long. Chicken, don't you want me to have those eggs? I won't get them if you don't want me to have them. Oh, Charlie the rooster is down in the fields watching those eggs while you're gone. Though I am hungry, keep singing to me. Sing me that pretty little song. What's that you're hiding from me? They're pretty as pretty can be. Soon they'll all grow up like their mother hen. I'm glad that you brought them along. No wonder you're happy, no wonder you sing. And sing me that pretty little song.
Geez, please. Well, we figured that out. It was, oh, Miss Chicken.
You want to know what that makes me think about?
What?
Miss Prissy in the Foghorn Leghorn cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Miss Prissy and Foghorn Leghorn and... What was the dog's name?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Had a name.
Did he ever have a name? I know we got a little bean. It was like a trade-off. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, you don't dare put that on the air.
Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn only ever called him dog.
Wow, it's rather violent.
And then we had the chicken hawk.
It's just evil.
And then we had Miss Percy's son, Junior.
And he just got...
The egghead.
It went back and forth, and the whole thing got, you know, it's just... Oh, you don't want to have kids watch that these days. It's like the whole Roadrunner and...
way off in the violence of the cartoons, and I'm still talking about the chickens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got so... I just thought about it. Got it in my head. It's like, oh, gosh, I know. I remember that. But I remember Miss Prissy. You can do a pretty good Miss Prissy, can't you?
Usually, yes, but right now I've got a cold, so I don't know if I could.
Well, let me try. Yes, it's time to do our tune of the week.
Yes, so we have to fire up the tube.
Okay.
Here comes the pneumatic tube, everyone. Be prepared.
Let's turn on the... Actually, did you know it's actually it's actually working with a vacuum? So we turn on the vacuum there. And then it sucks up the tube. And I get to open the door. And then I pull out the tube. There we go. And
cover.
I sound kind of weird. And we've got the pen. Get the paper here. And, oh, this is what it is. Suspense.
That's actually the name of the song?
Yes. It's Dickie Goodman. It's not his typical stuff. It's kind of weird.
Everything Dickie Goodman does is weird.
Yeah, but this is even more
this
weird.
This is even weird for Dickie Goodman.
Yes.
All right.
We gotta go.
Thanks for joining us for this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Come back next week. There will be shenanigans.
And tongue-tied. Goodbye.
Bye.
What happened? Geez, somebody got shot. Lock him up.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.